Welcome to the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy and Thomas, a show designed to bring you real-world business knowledge for entrepreneurs, working professionals, and business owners who are seeking to up-level their business game. You are about to join the hot new All About You show with successful entrepreneurs and business experts sharing their stories and powerful takeaways while providing the tools to help you thrive. Your hosts for the Imagine More Success podcast are the best-selling authors, Cindy Hendricks, a business performance specialist, and Thomas Hides, a certified world-class speaker and voice trainer. And now, it's time to realize your dreams and imagine more success.
Welcome back to the Imagine More Success podcast. I'm your host, Thomas Hides, with Cindy Hendricks. Cindy, how are you today?
Hey, Thomas. Doing great. How about you?
Fantastic. Great to hear your voice.
You too. Love the show.
Me too. How's your week been so far?
You know, it's been a busy week, and I like it busy, but sometimes I'd like it just to be a little more organized.
I thought you were vacationing. Come on. I thought.
No, that was the week before. The coming back week is always the one that's a little scary.
Yes, the week back from vacation can sometimes be more challenging than you could possibly have thought it could be.
Well, if I can give you a visual, it feels like I'm running around the merry-go-round trying to jump on. And then when I jump on, I got to get the right horse, and then I got to jump on the horse.
A lot of variables.
Yeah.
So it's vacation for your vacation. I think a lot of people can understand that.
Yes. And then I think I told you that my new office just became available, my permanent office. So I had to move
Congratulations.
Again.
Congratulations. Oh,
thank
sweet.
You. And you know, I just realized today, this is just so totally cool that I have a corner office with a window.
Oh my gosh. Moving on up in the world again. I love it.
I know, huh? So yeah, I like it. It's nice.
It's really important to have a nice environment around you, something that makes you feel good when you come. It makes you feel productive, clean, just well-organized, beautiful space.
Yes, and quiet enough for a nice podcast, which makes our producer happy.
Well, certainly need peace and quiet. My goodness.
Yeah, so next time, I know that we're not doing the video podcast yet, but next time I should be able to have a picture behind me. So it's not just my little fake tree.
Perfect. Have some lovely artwork up there. Can't see it.
Yes. I have a friend who did a picture of Sedona, Cathedral Mountain. Fantastic. So I might be tempted to bring that one in.
Oh, totally. It's one of the prettiest places in the U.S. Beautiful spot. It's
my fave.
Awesome. Well, Cindy, you know, we've come to that time in the podcast. We want to move to that segment that I absolutely love. Let's talk about the word of the week.
Time for the word of the week.
You know, it's my favorite, too, because how many of us have enough words? I mean, you know, they should have had that class in high school and college, don't you
think? I thought they did.
Not in my school, okay? I had kind of a wacko teacher for that class. We won't even go there. She wouldn't even call me by my name. But anyway, I know, huh? But the word of the week is imagination.
Imagination. How fitting.
So fitting because we've got the imagination engineer with us today.
I know. We're excited to have him here. He's going to really move the needle today, as we like to say.
Yes, and make us all imagine more.
Definitely up-leveled your game.
Yes. So the definition is the short version, which, you know, I like the synopsis of these, the power to create in one's mind. And then I'm going to further give information is the faculty of imagination or forming mental images or concepts of what's not present to the senses.
Yes. Literally creating something out of thin air.
Yes. And I remember my first thought of an imagination as a child. I was 5 and my gorgeous 6'2" brother brought his girlfriend over, 5 years old. And I'm looking at this really pretty woman and she asks if I want to go to the park, which is just down the road from our house. And I go, sure. So we're down at the park and she's brought all these colorful pencils and a book with pirates. And so here we are coloring pirates and the sea and the ships and talking about it. And, you know, my whole imagination went crazy. And you can only imagine when the Pirates of the Caribbean came out and all the pirate shows on TV.
I bring it right back and for you.
Yes. And your imagination goes crazy. And all it took was a book and some colored pencils.
Yeah, and the imagination of a five-year-old, somebody who has the freedom to just think freely and is not kind of limited by what's possible and what's not possible.
Well, but what I did see what wasn't possible was he didn't marry her.
Well, that's an interesting turn of events.
I know. I don't know. He was in the Navy, so maybe she didn't wait for him. I don't know the details. In fact, I should ask him that, huh?
I want to bring up those memories.
Yes.
Well, if you want to learn, get some more tips, if you want to learn more about business tools and tactics, you can check us out at imaginemoresuccess.com, where you have all the tools you'll need to do more than just imagine your own success. You can actually bring it into reality and manifest it. We also have an amazing giveaway for you from Cindy, the businessperformancespecialist.com. That's businessperformancespecialist.com. Again, tips every single week to your inbox to give you some real highlights that will bring you more money, more profits in your business.
Yes, I love the story about when you first saw my first tip. Your eyes were like saucers.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like,
and I think your brain was on overload because it was, I think I had what, like 30 or something.
I was like, yeah, this isn't one, this is 30. It's not tips, this is a novel.
Well, I'm not sure why, but I always have this thing about over-delivering.
That's really, it's a really, really important concept, under-promising, over-delivering.
Yes, better than under-delivering. That's when all of us get a little bit irritated when we feel like we didn't get what we should have.
You know, whenever I think about some of the concept around imagination, there's something that I've encountered personally in groups and just by myself, self-editing or self-limiting of the imagination. I don't know if you ever encounter that. Sometimes if I sit down and I actually give myself time to like think and create, sometimes I think, oh, well, that's not possible, or maybe that can't happen. Instead of letting the idea run wild and maybe just see where it takes me, because maybe it just doesn't stop there. But when I stop it there, never get a chance to go to that next level, never get a chance to see what's quite beyond it. Do you ever experience that, Cindy?
Well, I remember in corporate America in meetings with the bosses, you know, CEOs, CFOs, and VPs, that I had to edit all the time.
Why? Why did you have to edit?
Well, you know, I think many times the people at the top have so many constraints. You know, not just the budgets, but also the policies and, you know, the mission of the company, that when you're talking about ideas, then you see their eyes roll to the back of their head or do other things. You know, you feel like, you know, maybe I should backpedal a little bit, because, you know, I know, you know, that my mind never stops with the ideas.
Yes, absolutely. But that's a great
thing.
And
you can imagine in a meeting.
Yeah, in a meeting, there's plenty of other opinions. Yeah, but when you're by yourself, the last thing you should be doing is self-editing, because the whole purpose around imagination is to let yourself run wild and find things you don't even think are possible.
Exactly. And I know where you first got that idea, right?
Yes, absolutely. It was at Imagination IQ, an event for, and it was called an epic event, and I would agree with that. Actually, an epic event experience. And I remember that very succinctly, because it was truly an experience for me. It's shaped so much of my life since that time. It's really, really hard to even explain.
Well, and the interesting part is our producer, Dan Fowler, puts that event on multiple times in a year. And we're going to hear a little bit about that today, I hope, because he's so good at those kinds of things where you take off all the blinders and take off all the restraints and figure out what is possible.
You know what's really kind of fun too? When you go to an event where you're finding, you're not just sitting down and listening to information kind of being told to you, but you're actually a part of an experience where you're learning by doing, learning by being a part of, learning by creating. the most incredible thing about that to me is not just the experience that you create, but the experience that you create with others and the friendships that develop from that. The business friendships, the friendships that are professional, and some that are just straight friendships, powerful stuff, really great people. And it's amazing when all these great people kind of come to the same place, you kind of start to develop your tribe a little bit.
Exactly. And, that is where I met you.
That's exactly right. And who would have guessed, less than a year later, we're doing a podcast together.
I know. And it's so much fun.
And lots of other work, for sure. We've had me doing all kinds of stuff.
Anyone who knows me knows you're going to be working if you're going to be doing anything. So that's just how I roll.
Well,
work for me is not like work for anybody else. And I can't wait to hear about dance. So
listen, if you want to tap into the most powerful tool that you have to create you and your business, or if you want to learn how to dream bigger than you can imagine and turn your dream into a reality, or if you want to learn how to manifest on demand, we have just the guy for you today. Truly a gentleman and a scholar. You can say that. He's the imagination engineer, Dan Fowler, one of our favorite people. And we're really excited to have him here today. Cindy, what are your thoughts about Dan? What do you think?
Well, Dan, I met him at another event. I was going to a longtime friend's event, and what my first impression was how bright he is and how technologically savvy, and his intuition. Those three things were my biggest impressions of that 6'7" guy. That doesn't seem like he would be all that, because he should be like a basketball player or something.
He's one of those rare people.
But he's just so smart that you just are taken aback by his knowledge.
Yeah, one of those rare people that combines a high level of intelligence with intuition to create incredible results. If you want to hang on for just a couple of minutes, we're going to come right back. Dan, we're really excited to have Dan Fowler, the Imagination Engineer, on in our next segment. Please stay with us.
Are you looking for a way to speed up your evolution as an entrepreneur? And are you someone who doesn't have the time to search the internet for the perfect online course that suits your needs? Well, you're not alone. My name is Dan Fowler, the Imagination Engineer, and I was running into the exact same problem that you're having. And I decided to do something about it. My business partner, Cindy Hendricks, and I have developed a one-of-a-kind online training portal that not only provides you with hundreds of educational courses for a low monthly subscription, it also will be giving 10% of all proceeds to charities around the country. So your subscription not only helps you, it also helps others in need. Our portal is a hub for all things business training, and you will not find a better value for the price. Take a moment right now and visit imaginemoresuccess.com and preview all the training categories available, and click on the yellow sign up for a free trial button at the top of the page. That's imaginemoresuccess.com.
Have you ever asked yourself this question? Why is it so hard to make a buck? I know I have. Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. What I have discovered after going from the brink of bankruptcy to running a multi-million dollar award-winning business is this. You can't build a million-dollar dream hanging around minimum wage mindsets. My mission is 1 million women entrepreneurs generating $1 million in annual revenue. So here's what I've done. I've created the mother of all entrepreneur success programs that you can access online on your time. It's called Monetize Me Now. It's a 7-module online course that is 100% my success formula, covering mindset, mission, management, motivation, marketing, and measure. Come on, take my hand and I'll show you the way to learn to earn flowing revenue for your business. Visit monetizemenow.com for details.
Welcome back to the Imagine More Success podcast show with Cindy and Thomas.
Welcome back to the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy Hendricks and Thomas Hides. Cindy, we've been talking about imagination, and I know that you have a very active imagination that you love to utilize. How much time do you spend in your typical day in kind of like imagination process?
You know, the best time for me is just before I sleep and just before I wake up. I love to think about the day and then take information and just kind of run with it. And then at nighttime, you know, I do my meditation both day and night. And after the meditation, sometimes my mind just takes off. Although another good time is when I'm creating at the keyboard on the computer, because that's how I write. All my books I've written right off the keyboard.
Yeah, you know, you've written so many books. I'm always fascinated by what your creative process is. And it's funny that you can see yourself kind of daydreaming in front of the computer. Instead of sitting there staring at it saying you have writer's block, you just dream for a moment and then the words seem to flow. I've seen that.
You know, the opposite happens for me. I don't get writer's block. I get, you know, fingers that won't move fast enough to get the information out of my head and onto the page in front of me.
That's what happens when you, I don't know how that can happen if you're typing 200 words a minute. I mean, come on.
Well, you've seen it.
Yeah.
It just kind of flows.
Yeah, you know, that's one of those fun things. I don't know if you've ever used Dragon Naturally Speaking. It's one of those programs where you speak into it and then the text shows up on your computer. It's certainly a little bit better than the app on your phone, but it comes in really handy if you find yourself being more of an oral person. You like to talk and you feel like typing gets in your way. Sometimes it's nice to just go ahead and get it all out, talk about it, press a couple buttons, and then voila, it just shows up on your screen.
I think it's a process for all of us to find what really works, because for me, what really works is the whole thing of getting the computer out and just letting your hands dance across the keys and watching things be created in front of your eyes.
You know, I've never thought about that. Like the fingers dancing across the keys, it makes it sound so much more fun. It makes it sound so much more artistic. I always think about clanking on the keyboard, banging away, getting little sounds.
Well, that's what happens when you use two fingers, Thomas.
That's okay. True. It's very true. All those piano lessons didn't translate. I don't know what that's all about.
I can't believe that you took piano and you still hunt and peck on the keyboard of a computer.
Just a little bit. My typing is improved, though. Don't worry. It's getting better.
Well, that's good.
Well, we're really fortunate today that we have a chance to spend some time with our guest today. His name is Dan Fowler. He is the Imagination Engineer. Puts on an amazing event called Imagination IQ. Definitely an experiential event that you'll want to attend at some point. You know, he's got one coming up really quickly. The idea is if you want to tap into that most powerful tool, which is your imagination, you want to learn how to dream bigger, and you want to learn how to manifest on demand, then Dan is your guy. Dan Fowler, we are so happy to have you here today. Welcome.
Thank you, Thomas and Cindy. Thanks for having me. I appreciate you spending the time with me.
Hey, thank you.
Well, we're thrilled to have you on the show.
Woohoo.
Dan, so we had a fantastic time at Imagination IQ. It's been almost a year, not quite.
Yeah, February 2017 in Las Vegas.
So what have you been up to? What have you been cooking up since then?
Oh, my gosh. Well, do we have like 10 shows to...
We can just keep bringing you back. Oh, my gosh.
Well, we can do a marathon.
A marathon, right? The Imagination Marathon. Brought to you in part by Cindy and Thomas, right?
I like it.
There's been lots of things, lots of projects flowing around. I mean, obviously stuff with you guys, producing the show, the Imagine More Success portal with all the awesome and cool education that getting more and more content providers and building that. Those are things that are on the surface.
Of writing course, a sixth book, I saw.
I've been prompted. It's more than just a book. It's going to be a book plus a fully immersive course as well called The Imagination Code and how to really leverage the imagination as the most powerful asset that we have. Most people don't know how to do that. So I'm going to be giving them not only esoteric information, but also practical day-to-day, apply this, apply that information so they can actually leverage their imagination into the reality that they are looking for.
You know, that's the one thing that jumped out at me about Imagination IQ is the practicality of it. It wasn't some kind of just poo-poo kind of thing. It was something very, very specific. Yeah, it was great.
Well, good. I'm so glad I am not considered foo-foo.
Definitely not
foo-foo. Woo-woo. Not poo-poo.
Sweat off the brow right there.
Yeah, maybe woo-woo would have been a better choice of words.
Or maybe woo-hoo, as goes.
Woo-hoo.
Did you find the same thing, Cindy?
Absolutely. I just really want to say that I had a fantastic time. I was one of the speakers at IIQ, where we all met. And I think that you really said it best, Thomas. I really felt like it helped you to take off all the limitations that we put on ourselves when we're thinking. Because I think as we age, we start adding more layers of restrictions and adding more layers of editing so that the person inside who had that amazing imagination like I did at 5, you know, you get down to the point where you don't have an imagination at all.
Yeah, I would agree.
So I'm thrilled to hear you've got your book coming out, Dan. And when can we expect to get it?
I don't have a due date for the book yet because it's kind of like everything's happening at the exact same time. So I'm the course is being developed, the all the online portals and all that good stuff for it, too, is being created at the same time. So there, it'll be a complete launch. When it goes, it goes. It's probably going to be at the turn of the year, though. It'll be before my next event for sure. Probably looking at the end of February or beginning of March, somewhere around there.
Beautiful, right around the corner. Dan, you you had a desire to create Imagination IQ, but what was the need that you saw that needed to be filled or needed assistance that prompted you to do that?
Wow, you're going to ask that? Wow.
Sorry. Don't keep.
All right. Well, I mean, because those that know me and hopefully those that don't know me will get to know me, that I'm a pretty contrarian kind of guy when it comes to the personal development industry. And there's a lot of charlatans out there. I mean, we've experienced them. I mean, we all have. Mm-hmm. And yet it's the crazy step uncle that we just kind of ignore. Oh yeah, they're crazy, but they really actually create havoc in the family, right? Yeah. And there's a lot of those crazy step uncles in the personal development industry, at least in my opinion, who are creating havoc within people who truly want to develop themselves personally. And they're being taken advantage of emotionally, experientially, spiritually, energetically. And I had enough of it. I was getting angrier and angrier about it. And finally, I did a survey. I interviewed lots of event goers going, why in the world do you still go to these things if you're getting beat up like this? And the number one reason why they did is because there was no alternative. And it was like God coming and giving me a V8 moment, smack upside the forehead, going, look, Dan, you are supposed to be doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you saw, I can totally understand where you're coming from. And that's something at IIQ, Imagination IQ, the event where I really felt like it was geared specifically for the people in attendance to really flourish. And the results are there. The people that I was in class with, Cindy, you can attest to this, they're flying right now. Amazing.
Absolutely.
Work.
Yeah, there's a lot of firsts happen at Imagination IQ as well. So, first time I've spoken on a certain topic. First time I've spoken in front of people, period. First time, you know, people that have had a unveiling of an emotion that was holding them back from success. I mean, tons and tons of things of firsts. And I love that.
Because first podcast.
Yeah. There you go. And I have this heart for the underdog. That's not a derogatory term at all, but it's people that are awesome, but no one wants to put the spotlight on them because, oh, their list of email lists isn't 5,000 or more or whatever other nonsense that's out there in the industry. So I said, well, come to my event. I want to highlight people like you because you're the ones that actually make the conscious and conscientious change in our industry, not those other people who are marketing us and spamming us till we're dead.
Yeah, I would agree. There were so many powerful people there. Yeah, so many people that actually are making a real difference for people.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. So I'm excited about Imagination IQ coming up in next year, which is May. It'll be here in but no time, like 6 months away. Nate, in Denver. So that's going to be fun. It's shaping up to be, from attendance-wise, it'll be like the largest one to date. So wow. It looks like it's going to look like about double the size of Las Vegas just already.
Wow.
And I'm like, yeah, there's some energy churning on this one. So, and just in the movement in general. So I'm pretty pleased about that. But beyond that, just the people that are coming together to be a part of the experience, speaker-wise, panelists, you name it, awesome, awesome people. And we're working together now. It's not like we just wait to see each other at the event. We're actually working together every single month so we can be a well-oiled, cohesive team, knowing what everybody else is talking about, what everybody else is bringing, so we can play off of each other at the event, because I kind of see the event as being the celebration.
Yeah, rather than being a test, it's a celebration.
A test. Yes.
And you can celebrate that new book that's coming out.
Sure. Maybe so.
Well, yeah. And the call letters are IC.
What do you mean the call letters are IC?
Imagination Code.
Oh, okay. Maybe.
IC.
Yeah, maybe. It's more of a... The thing is, for me, like the imagination, you bring this cool thing up. I do talk about the things I do at Imagination and all the things that are available, but I don't picture it and I don't do a formal offer. And it's different than a lot of other events that...
Yeah, there was no pitching there.
No, I mean, my job at Imagination IQ is to spotlight and highlight the speakers. That's my job. And
that's what you did, yes.
That's the trade-off. Hey, you're helping me bring people to the event and I'm helping you look like a rock star. That's kind of what it comes down to.
Yeah.
And so if people feel energetically resonate with me, want to work with me, I do talk about things that I'm up to and things that I'm looking for, and those people find me at the breaks, that's for sure. And in doing so, just from a number standpoint, success business standpoint, this last Imagination IQ was more profitable than the last three of them combined.
Wow.
So that's it's been pretty good. Yeah.
There was a lot of success there. Like I said, you've seen so much of it. There's people flourishing. I mean, out of the speakers that you had there, watching them grow, watching their professional development's been pretty awesome. Dan, we do want to get back to you in just a couple of minutes. We're going to go to a short break. If you want to find out more about some of Dan's work, you can check us out at imaginemoresuccess.com. For Cindy, businessperformancespecialist.com. But do hang on. We will be back in just a couple of minutes.
Memorable dynamic presentations are a not-so-secret weapon in the business world. Do you have a powerful message that must be shared? Do you want to be known as a top public speaker that gets amazing results? If you didn't get the results you were seeking while delivering your last speech, Thomas Hides of iconquality.com, that's iconquality.com, can help you create and deliver your speech to get the results you desire. Call Thomas.
Did you expect your business to explode, but instead it plateaued? Are you struggling to achieve your business goals? Or has your business stagnated, and with just a little guidance, you know it'll flourish? When you're ready to experience goal achievement with fast results, Cindy Hendricks is the business coach for you. Cindy's work with new entrepreneurs has been life-changing. After working with Cindy for an entire year, the owner of a multi-million dollar international corporation called Cindy's work brilliant and impressive. To receive instant free access to 26 of the most important tools for creating business excellence, go to businessperformancespecialist.com. That's businessperformancespecialist.com, and get your business where you want it to be.
Do you feel like you're drowning in administrivia? Do you have a podcast you would like transcribed to repurpose as a blog or even a best-selling book? Rhonda's Virtual Office is the answer to the freedom you crave so you can get busy doing what you love. Let Rhonda's Virtual Office give you the relief you need. Visit rhondasvirtualoffice.com and get some peace of mind today. Rhonda's Virtual Office is the go-to transcription service for EWN Podcast Network.
We're back. Here's the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy and Thomas.
Welcome back to the Imagine More Success podcast with Thomas Hides and Cindy Hendricks. Cindy, we're talking with Dan Fowler today, who's just the creator and the creative genius behind the Imagination IQ event, which was fantastic. I know you've seen a lot of great things there, didn't you?
Oh my gosh, I loved it. And I loved meeting all the people, you included. You Absolutely. Were my big find.
I can say the same thing for you. You know what was awesome?
Well, actually, you found me, I think.
That is true. Yeah, that is a real story. I spotted you, and there you, and I had to come right over.
I know. I think it was my binder you were actually intrigued with.
You're quite an interesting character. I don't know if you know that.
Well, you know, I had to reel it in because, you know, I went to that same kind of school you boys did. And
oh, yeah, it's the very strict school. Yeah.
See how yes, I had to reel it in.
You know what was awesome? We learned one thing that, I mean, I learned so many things actually at that event and have really seen them in action since then. Dan talked about you find the people, money, and the time, and kind of in that order. And by going to Imagination IQ, I found so many people that have become a part of my life since then who have helped to propel me forward. And I, in turn, have also had an opportunity to help move them forward. I feel like they've done even more for me than I have for them. But it's been the perfect example of exactly what he was talking about.
Well, that takes me right into discussing how when you go to something like what Dan creates in his event, you really can find people that are of your like-minded, out-of-the-box, imaginative thinking. And you don't really find that everywhere. And Dan attracts that bright mind, imagination, and someone who wants to move their life forward in ways other than what sometimes are easy to get to. Or sometimes a little bit off the beaten track, because that's where all the new things come from, right?
A stretch.
Someone with the imagination.
Yeah, someone that you have to stretch a little bit, you have to reach a little bit. It's a little bit farther than you're going a little bit farther than you think you could, or you're doing more than you thought was possible. And before you know it, that bar gets moved, right?
Oh boy, yes. And then you meet people who actually help you banter about some of the possibilities.
Yeah. Tremendous creative collaboration. And with that, we want to get right back to Dan. Dan Fowler, the Imagination Engineer. We're so happy to have you back in this segment. Dan, there's so many kind of things that hold people back from actually getting into their imagination. We think of the brain as speaking in images and communicating in images. What do you think holds people back?
Well, gee. That's a can of worms. Well, I do just want to say, though, I think Cindy has said a couple times in the show that I've been listening, just about holding back or reeling it back. That's her word, reeling it back. And I think one of the big things is not to do that, no matter what you think how you're going to be perceived. Never reel back. The thing is, I reeled back for so many freaking years. Sorry, can
How
I say
did that work out?
So many years. That, you know, became this, I wanted to unleash, right? And so I realized that I had to stop caring. It may sound horrible or something, but I need to stop caring what other people's perceptions of me were. Yeah.
In order to move forward.
Absolutely. And for my true clients, high-end, affluent, wanting to pay me lots of money clients to bubble to the surface and go, oh my gosh, I want you because you know what you want and you're carving a path, you're trailblazing, whatever. I'm not right for everybody, nor do I want to be. And so when I stop reeling back and I just unleash, then the real clients pop up and they stick with me for long periods of time and yada, yada, yada. So I would be the first thing I would say is stop holding back. Stop hiding, if you will. It's not about showing up big or small. It's about hiding from who you truly are.
Don't be
first and then do second.
Yeah. Can you repeat that? You know, I'm sorry. Can you say that one more time?
Be first, do second.
Yes.
I think that the secret is that you need to know when to reel and you know when to unleash. And that's something that I've learned because I was hiding when I was young. I had that shy background of my upbringing. And then I think I went way to the other side where I was unfiltered. Actually cost me a couple of promotions, but I would still do the same thing I did. So now I have learned, leash, unleash, reel in, don't reel in.
I'm such a to say, because I'm gonna not reel in right here. I totally disagree. So I don't think a reeling of any sort is good for our soul. Because the thing is, I might miss a promotion, or I might not get a client and might not make that $20,000. I don't care. I feel so good about myself that that one client turns into five. That the one client that didn't happen turns into
very
five.
True.
It happens all the time because I showed up in my my truth, if you want to call it that. Whether truth is relative or not, that's another podcast. But I don't hold back. I don't hold back anything. And so people, what you see is what you get.
Boy, people love that.
Problem for me, though, is we have to have an X-rated censored show.
Why?
I just unleashed
why?
It.
Why?
Why? About the floodgates.
Please tell. I'm opening my heart.
I want to learn
here, too, from Cindy.
We're Navy guys. My husband's a Navy guy. So, I'm around all this language.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Well, you know, I guess that's a style. Language and vernacular is a style to me. It's not good, bad, or indifferent. It's just a style. It's not a style that I use. You know this. I don't go curse up a storm at my events. Say hell or damn every once in a while, but I don't use the F word or the S word or any of those other crazy words. I don't. It's not in my vocabulary as a normal individual. It's not my style. But those that use it, it's not good, bad, or indifferent. It's just their style, and I have to appreciate them for what they are. Now, I definitely put limitations on what people do in my own events to a point. You know, if you need to use a vernacular, use it, but don't use it like a part of speech. You know?
Right.
I mean, there are some stipulations. However, when reeling it in, it's like I draw in the people who are out there and imaginative and are pushing the envelope is because I'm willing to go there too. So the people, that's a good example for any entrepreneur or business owner. If you're not willing to push to the edge, you're probably not going to get clients who are going to push the edge for you. So you want better clients, become a better person.
Yeah. That goes right back to what you said, to be before you do.
Yeah, it's all about being. You know, be first, do second. The doing is a natural symptom, a natural response to you being. So if you're a certain way, if you're a jerk, your doing is going to basically reflect how jerky you are.
Ain't that the truth?
And vice versa. If you're a saint, your doing is going to reflect how saintly you are.
Very true.
Well, these all sound like they could be quotes in the new book, maybe in the back of the book.
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe so.
Yeah, when you started Imagination IQ, what was your vision for it in the future?
In the future. Well, I wanted to live with the Jetsons. And I'm just kidding.
Well, we're already there with these cars that fly.
Seriously.
Well, Imagination IQ is a... and I'm just going to say something crazy here, because I'm known for that. Imagination IQ is not my end-all be-all. Because in any instant, I could decide I'm done with Imagination IQ and be perfectly fine with it. Perfectly 100% fine with it. Because I don't create anything for others. I create them for me. I want to go to that event. And if I want to continue to go to Imagination IQ, I will continue to create that event. And others that are like me, who want something like that experience, are going to join me. And then we're going to have a lot of fun together. So, but the moment it's no longer fun or no longer, you know, joyous, at any level it becomes a heartache, then it's the moment I kick it to the curb. I don't hold on to it because, oh, I'm known for Imagination IQ. I'd say, so what? I was known for over 20 years as the video guy with media production. I changed that identity because I decided to. I let it go, you know?
So, Dan, can you explain a little bit what people can expect at your May event or possibly in 2000 and late 18, 19, if you choose to have another one, what they can expect if they come to your event?
Yeah, so the only one that's happening in 2018 is the May one. That's the only Imagination IQ event. There might be a couple gamification summits, but that's another thing. But Imagination IQ, the only one that's happening in 2018 is the one in May in Denver. So it's Denver. It's May 18, 19, 20 in Denver. It's going to be a phenomenal blow you out of the water type of event. Even those that have gone in the past will be surprised, because I have been working over the last 6 months studying my own content. Yep, I'm studying my own content, and I've gone about 6-7 levels deeper into the 6 steps to manifest on demand. It's the curriculum I teach. The 6 steps to manifest on demand in your business, in your relationships, and in your life. I have mathematical formulas now for each one of the 6 steps to manifest on demand, and a master formula that you can replicate. You can see it right in front of you and replicate it over and over again to take your intentions and turn them into the reality that you're really looking for. I even have a worksheet, too, that I offer for free. So it's on my website. I think, you know, people love that. They love going through that and setting powerful intentions.
Sweet. Where can someone find your Manifest on Demand worksheet?
Yeah, you can go to our sister website called The Imagination Institute. Make sure you have the T-H-E on the front. TheImaginationInstitute.com. And it's right there on the homepage, the Manifest on Demand worksheet. Click on that and get it for free. It comes with a blank worksheet and instructions on how to fill it out. This is a worksheet to help you set powerful intentions, not just go, oh, I wish upon a star. It's how to really focus your energy, your attention, and everything in your universe, in your ecosystem of your life, into fueling your intentions, growth, and obviously manifestation into the world.
That is
powerful.
Beautiful.
Very powerful.
Thank you so much. That is an absolutely incredible gift for people, and its value is so significant. The idea that you're giving away for free is massive. And we want to just say thank you so much for today. You're an amazing, amazing interview, and we can't wait to see you in May. We'll be back in just a couple minutes, folks. Imagine More Success Podcast.
Are you tired of the same old personal development seminars that blast you with speaker after speaker and pitch after pitch? Are you looking for an alternative in the way you experience deep transformational training? Have you ever been wondering where all the fun has gone out of these traditional events? Well, look no further. The epic event experience called Imagination IQ is exactly what you're looking for. High energy, fully interactive, fun, and full of entertainment and transformational surprises. Imagination IQ is a 3-day experience designed to help anyone tap into their imagination and engineer those ideas powerfully and profitably into the world. And you will walk away with a roadmap to monetize your dreams. Visit imaginationiq.com for more information and start turning ethereal into material. Again, check out Imagination IQ for all the information of our upcoming 3-day epic event experience. Are you looking for a way to speed up your evolution as an entrepreneur? And are you someone who doesn't have the time to search the internet for the perfect online course that suits your needs? Well, you're not alone. My name is Dan Fowler, the Imagination Engineer, and I was running into the exact same problem that you're having. And I decided to do something about it. My business partner, Cindy Hendricks, and I have developed a one-of-a-kind online training portal that not only provides you with hundreds of educational courses for a low monthly subscription, it also will be giving 10% of all proceeds to charities around the country. So your subscription not only helps you, it also helps others in need. Our portal is a hub for all things business training, and you will not find a better value for the price. Take a moment right now and visit imaginemoresuccess.com and preview all the training categories available and click on the yellow sign up for a free trial button at the top of the page. That's imaginemoresuccess.com.
Did you expect your business to explode, but instead it plateaued? Are you struggling to achieve your business goals? Or has your business stagnated, and with just a little guidance, you know it'll flourish? When you're ready to experience goal achievement with fast results, Cindy Hendricks is the business coach for you. Cindy's work with new entrepreneurs has been life-changing. After working with Cindy for an entire year, the owner of a multi-million dollar international corporation, called Cindy's work brilliant and impressive. To receive instant free access to 26 of the most important tools for creating business excellence, go to businessperformancespecialist.com. That's businessperformancespecialist.com, and get your business where you want it to be.
Do you feel like you're drowning in administrivia? Do you have a podcast you would like transcribed to repurpose as a blog or even a best-selling book? Rhonda's Virtual Office is the answer to the freedom you crave so you can get busy doing what you love. Let Rhonda's Virtual Office give you the relief you need. Visit rhondasvirtualoffice.com and get some peace of mind today. Rhonda's Virtual Office is the go-to transcription service for EWN Podcast Network.
We're back. Here's the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy and Thomas.
Cindy, we just heard from Dan Fowler, the Imagination Engineer. Incredible guy. Awesome information.
Wasn't that fabulous? Yes. He's got so much to share, and I just can't wait for next year for what's coming out.
Yeah, it's going to be a tremendous event he's putting on in Denver. You know, he's got so much information. He's so thoughtful. He's got the thing that I really love about him is he's so unique, and he's talking about unreeling himself and putting himself out there and being standing in his truth. If that's not a lesson for all of us, I don't know what is. Don't you just envy people that do that? I know I do.
We could all take her, but I want to be sure to let people know that he's also got an event called Gamification, and it will be coming in summer of 2018. And if you would like more information on that, you can go to imaginationiq.com and find out where you can go to get gamified.
Yeah, he puts on some really fun events. You know, bringing the fun, bringing the joy into everything you do, that's kind of a common theme that we've talked about. That's one thing that we see with Dan. That's one thing I think if you're finding yourself stuck in your life, try to add some joy. Try to find some way to do something that you love, something that just makes you happy.
Well, you know, it's proven that you get more endorphins when you have positive and smiling things going on than when you have negativity. And that is like the whole creative thing, I believe. So the other thing he does that's fascinating is that he has game nights. So if you have interest there, you need to also go and check out the website so that you can see if that's something that would be interesting to you to do. Yeah. I know there's some coming up in Denver.
Talk about a great place to meet people that are just like-minded, really fun, and take a really creative approach to their life and their business. Again, focusing on the joy, focusing on the truth.
Exactly. I think that we don't do that enough in our lives. Everybody gets into their grind and they forget to, you know, use their imagination. I mean, that's the best gift we all have, because everybody can create within their mind. And I was reading on a post that was actually on Dan's Facebook page. Which comes first, the thought or the, what was it? The imagination. No, the thought or the
emotion.
Yes. And so you really have to wonder what comes first, the chicken or the egg.
Well, one thing that I do know that happens, if you start imagining the success that you want, you start imagining the life that you want, the dreams that you want to create, the signs of them start to pop up. You got to really kind of stay vigilant. You got to stay connected. You've got to keep your eyes open and start to see the possibilities, because they do start to pop up and you've got to look at them a little bit differently. Did you pick that up at IQ as well?
Yes. And the thought just crossed my mind after thinking about Dan's post for the emotion or the thought, which is first, is, you know, as an intuitive, I have all the clairs, you know, clairsentience, clairvoyance, and so on. And my strongest one is clairsentience, which is clear thinking. So I think for me, the thought comes before the emotion.
I can see that. I can see that, but I don't know if everyone's different. I have seen too where people feel moved. They feel a desire deep within themselves to do something, to make changes, to make a difference. And sometimes that desire is just literally to do what Dan said earlier, to just unreal yourself and be yourself. And then that leads people to what they want to do, what they want to, what, how they want to think.
Well, you'd be a good person to ask about this because you're the music guy. So when you hear music that you enjoy, don't you process it first and then have an emotion about what you processed?
Not really. No, I mean, I could sit there and listen to it from a music theory standpoint and think about what the chord changes are, or what instruments are playing. But when I listen, I try to just let all that go and see how it moves me. See how the frequencies, the vibrations, how they change me and what happens to me as a result of them. I can always go back and think about it in a sense, but I try to just let it be what it is.
For you, then, it's the emotion first.
Yeah, it is emotion first. That's what I found in my own life. Yeah. That leads us to something that I want
to... I'm going to be paying attention to that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, and... I'm going to pay attention to what you said as well, because it could be either way. That leads me to something I actually want to take straight from one of your books, Insights from an Intuitive. We have a quote here I want to share today, which is, "Trust like there is a bright future. Love like there is no tomorrow. Use your mind for continual options so you can enjoy today as your present." That's beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, of course, you know, I love that.
Yeah, the present really is.
And I want to share. It really is. And sometimes we, you know, forget to look at life that way. And sometimes it's kind of wasted when it's not really utilized and you don't really look at your options. And one of Dan's favorite quotes I want to share for sure is that you can't depend on your eyes when your imagination is out of focus, by Mark Twain. Isn't that interesting?
That is really interesting. That kind of sparks an idea for me, that the idea that we are certainly having a physical experience, but our experience is really guided by thoughts significantly bigger than the small piece of real estate that we actually inhabit here.
Yes, the meat suit.
Yeah, it's pretty deep stuff. It's beautiful.
Well, nothing really happens till the brain gets involved.
There's been a lot of brain involvement today. Actually, it's been very, very opening to the mind. You've got someone like Dan who has both highly trained analytical skills and is highly intuitive, and they're brought together operating pretty simultaneously. You get some really incredible results from those processes occurring at the same time rather than kind of separating them, partitioning them.
Well, and I am really looking forward to what the half and half brain from Dan Fowler is going to bring us next year with all of the things he's got coming. So be sure to stay tuned in to see exactly how it may affect you if you want to check out some of the great things that's coming.
You know, something that I've found after going to that and spending more time in my own personal imagination, I've been finding the people that are a part of the future that I've envisioned. They keep popping up. And I don't know how we all fit together or what the future holds, but as I just encounter these people, it makes me feel like my entire life is finally moving to the place that I want it to be. I know it's just a matter of time.
I saw you take that first step last February.
Oh, thank you.
And the growth that you've had since then. Yes. So you're on your way. And so for imagination, since that's kind of our topic today with Dan, I just want to share that I don't think any of us take enough time to go to a place that makes us feel like we can do this and just go inside yourself. I know
place
I wrote a quote about that. So you can just let your mind go free and come up with anything it is that you want to. I try to do that at least every week, and I haven't been able to because of my busy schedule with everything. But, you know, today's the reminder that we always have to do that which brings us joy. And one of my favorite things is to do that. So I am going to unleash that imagination. Thanks, Dan, for reminding me to get back into my imagination mode. And what about you, Thomas?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm going to do something that I heard from you, which is I'm going to incorporate it as a part of my routine, like morning ritual. I don't really have a dream time for the morning ritual, but it's going to just take a couple extra minutes and add that in there because, like you, I would try to schedule it other times, but I think if you start your day with it, let's just see what it does. I'd love to see what difference my day could look, how different my day could be if I start off with that in mind.
Well, you know, the reason I choose just before I go to sleep and just before I wake up in the morning is that is when your brain has extra power with different levels. I think it's the delta, if I'm not mistaken. I'd have to check my notes, the delta brain waves, and it just takes you to a different level. And I think that's kind of where you get unleashed.
I can totally see that.
Yeah, so if you really want to capitalize, and I'll look that up and let you know later, but I believe it's delta waves.
Cool. Yeah, beautiful. Cindy, talk through.
And I also want to make sure we do our angel card drawing.
Oh, please. I'd love to hear it.
Yes, because this one's a special one. Just for Dan, it is the Magician.
Ah, perfect.
Yes, and I'm going to read you what the little booklet has to say about the Magician. The card signals that it's the right time to begin new projects. Well, that's a big surprise for Dan, right?
As if he doesn't have enough to do.
I know, huh? And if you had any doubts about the ability to manifest your dreams, leave them behind. In fact, the more self-confidence you have, the more success you experience. Fortunately, the angels can boost your inner strength if you call upon them for help. Although you may not feel ready to move forward upon your path, you're actually more prepared than you realize. Your life experiences have trained you for this moment, and the opportunities available to you at this time are magical. It is not necessary to take any more classes, read any more books, which would only delay you from walking through the door that's presently open for you. Take focused action with respect to any plans you may have been preparing for. Now, does that sound like exactly what Dan was explaining or what?
Perfect. Imagination plus focused action. There you go. Being first, doing second. Right. Yes. There. That's beautiful. Cindy, thank you so much for today. I know we have an amazing guest for next week. Tell us a little bit about who we have.
Next week, if I'm not mistaken, we have Michael Johnston, who is the digital technical guru. So stay tuned and we'll see you next time. Thanks for tuning in.
See you next time at the Imagine More Success Podcast.
Are you tired of the same old personal development seminars that blast you with speaker after speaker and pitch after pitch? Are you looking for an alternative in the way you experience deep transformational training? Have you ever been wondering where all the fun has gone out of these traditional events? Well, look no further. The epic event experience called Imagination IQ is exactly what you're looking for. High energy, fully interactive, fun, and full of entertainment and transformational surprises. Imagination IQ is a 3-day experience designed to help anyone tap into their imagination and engineer those ideas powerfully and profitably into the world. And you will walk away with a roadmap to monetize your dreams. Visit imaginationiq.com for more information and start turning ethereal into material. Again, check out Imagination IQ for all the information of our upcoming 3-day epic event experience. Are you looking for a way to speed up your evolution as an entrepreneur? And are you someone who doesn't have the time to search the internet for the perfect online course that suits your needs? Well, you're not alone. My name is Dan Fowler, the Imagination Engineer, and I was running into the exact same problem that you're having. and I decided to do something about it. My business partner, Cindy Hendricks, and I have developed a one-of-a-kind online training portal that not only provides you with hundreds of educational courses for a low monthly subscription, it also will be giving 10% of all proceeds to charities around the country. So your subscription not only helps you, it also helps others in need. Our portal is a hub for all things business training, and you will not find a better value for the price. Take a moment right now and visit imaginemoresuccess.com and preview all the training categories available and click on the yellow Sign Up for a Free Trial button at the top of the page. That's imaginemoresuccess.com.